We are going to the book of Isaiah. And chapter 9. Book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation. When at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards did more grievously afflicted her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan in Galilee, of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. This is another aspect that we are going to look at in the book of Isaiah. We have so far looked at the sign in the height, the sign in the depth. We have also seen the Lord Jesus as the stone and also as the sanctuary. Now we are going to see him as the light. Now before I proceed, I am going to ask some questions. I would like to ask the question, seeing the Lord Jesus as the stone, and we are in the first section of the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 to 39. We have seen him as the sanctuary, and now we are going to see him as the light. Roland, can you tell us? What glories are those glories?
Moral glories.
Moral glories. What do you say, Kenlyn? The personal glories. And official. You hear that? The personal and the official. What you say, Lafleur? Personal. What you say, Dan? Personal. Siobhan, what do you say?
Personal.
What do you say, Kurt?
Personal.
Sydney, what do you say?
From Isaiah 1:37, personal and official words.
That's true. Somebody hand you that piece of paper? Okay. Hear the question again. Coming to you, huh? Hear the question. The first section deals with the personal and official glories of Christ. That's true. We have taken up the stone. We have taken up the sanctuary, and we are going to take up the light. The question was asked, those three aspects, what kind of glory is that?
Personal.
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 Personal. Brother Harris. You have to say one.
Personal.
Garrett. Personal and official.
Personal.
Personal. No. It's Victoria, right? It's Victoria, isn't it?
Patricia.
Forgive me. Tell me what personal glory is?
Personal glory is glory that Christ had eternally, because he always was the eternal Son. And just different things about this person that always existed.
Excellent. Now we are going to ask the question again. Dear sister from Canada, Sister Matt. The stone, the sanctuary, and the light. What kind of glory is that?
Personal.
Personal. Okay. Sister Amy. You're going with... what's the young lady next to you again? Eh? Nadine. What kind of glory is that? Personal. Sister Saul. You have... Okay, well, let your husband help you then. Now, we are going to ask... We are going to ask now another question. Repeat what you said, please. Patricia. Patricia. Very good. That's his personal glory. You heard that? You heard that, Nadine? Okay, she didn't hear it. Patricia.
His personal glories are the glories he has as the eternal Son and the part of who he is as the eternal Son.
That's his personal glory. No. I asked... You didn't hear. You heard. No, I asked the question. The stone. The sanctuary. And the light. What glory is that? Marian, could you tell me, please?
I would say official.
Official. You will say that.
Yes.
That's your final answer.
Yes.
Okay. Brother Andre.
I'll go with
official.
Official.
Young lady. Official. Daniel. Official. What you say now? Official. What you say?
Personal.
Personal. What you say?
I think some things cross over.
Something cross over.
I think some light. I think light could be moral. Right?
Eh? Light could be?
Moral.
Moral. Okay.
Because we walk in the light.
Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, so something cross. Alright, something's cross. What do you say, Brother Martin? Something is cross. The brother from Northern Ireland.
I think it's a bit cross, but it's more leaning towards official.
Something cross was leaning. Sister Daniel. Huh? She's confused. You see how you're confusing the sister? You're leaning towards something. Confusing the young lady. Huh?